Hello, my name is Adam Clark, and this week in my after-school game club with my 8 and 9-year-olds, we talked about game levels, why we have them, how they work, and what are they, what they are at the end of the day. And it turns out it's more complicated than they first thought, because the first thing they kind of talked to me about was game levels are, you know, your initial game level, you play as a tutorial level. And what you do is in a tutorial level is you learn how the game works, you know, that's it. You learn how it works, and then all the subsequent levels after that are just things that make things, are just the things that are a little bit harder. Yeah. So you have to, you know, you progress, your skill in the game gets better and better, but to keep that interesting, to keep you coming back, the game makes it harder for you to complete things. And, you know, and they knew that instantly, yeah? They almost threw that idea away. When I started probing them a little bit more, which was, you know, when I started asking questions about, well, can you give me examples of that? What they did was they started talking about the player and the narrative that goes along with the player. And in actual fact, what happens with the player is that you transform. You know, I was like saying, well, what kind of things do you learn? And in this school, they have the 5 R's of learning, which are resourcefulness, resilience, risk-taking, reflective, and relationships. So they started, and these kind of 5 R's are kind of really embedded within the classrooms. So they could talk, and so that means that these kids have got good ways of, they've got the language to talk about these kind of things, and to try and, you know, in game school, we're off curriculum, okay? But, you know, in school, you're in curriculum, but while we're off curriculum, what this proved was we could, you know, you could really see these 5 R's going across the curriculum and transferring these skills across ways of describing other things, which I thought was amazing, and I thought, wow, well done you as a school. So one of the things we talked about was, you know, the player has to have resourcefulness, so they have to think of new ideas and make links. They are more resilient, so they never give up and they keep going. They have to take risks. So in each level, we talked about when you break down a level of a game, you have to challenge the player, not only in just making it more difficult, and an instant way of making it more difficult would be to, you have to speed it up, you have to make more puzzles and stuff like that. But it's like really about, we broke down what kind of puzzles they were. So it's like, you know, at what level do you break someone's resourcefulness? What level do you make it so that the player isn't resilient anymore? What level do you allow the player to take risks? So it's really about designing environments for learning that they were doing within their development of game level, you know, when they were really looking at kind of how they would develop different levels. And at that point, I thought, you know, we really hit something, and we've really just started scratching the surface. So that's what I was meaning when I was talking about things are more complicated than you first think. And just by asking some of the simple questions and sort of getting people to reflect a bit more, and also just talking in groups, we kind of really unpacked a great deal of stuff and used different kind of examples as well. So we talked about things like levels that just when you complete a level, it stops, it congratulates you and moves on. And we also talked about kind of open world levels, which lead you into different quests. So we started looking at, and this is where I think I'm going to go next week, with pathways. So you could, a quest path. So, you know, if you go down, you've got a branching pathway, and you can either go left or right. And depending on where you go and what decisions you make will determine different outcomes at the end of the game, which they thought was great. And but they didn't think they had the technical knowledge. And I just said, I was just like, well, you know, we'll just take it slowly and we'll see how you get on. So anyway, thanks for listening. And have you got any questions, either come back to Twitter. So it's @TheCommonPeople. And I'll see what I can do. No worries. Take care. Bye-bye.